بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected علماء الكرام، senior أساتذة، brothers and young ones in Islam، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. دار الإحسان Islamic Services Center has embarked upon this series of programs that will inshallah take place during the course of the next year at different venues, and highlighting different aspects of the lives of the Sahaba Ikram رضي الله تعالى عنهم. Wallah, the importance of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum cannot be overemphasized. Their role in bringing Islam to us cannot be overemphasized. Yet, unfortunately, they are the enemies of Islam who sometimes refer to themselves as a certain sect of Muslims who make the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum the target of their abuse and criticism. Woe and destruction be upon such people. If there was no Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then what Quran would we have to recite, to take guidance from? If there were no Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then what hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would we have? These Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum literally, and not figuratively, literally watered the garden of Islam with the khun of shahadat. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he says, Ye dekho Uhud par شجاعت کا منظر یہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر صحابہ کے خون شہادت کا منظر. He says, look at that mountain of Uhud. 70 صحابہ اکرام رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم, without batting an eyelid, when the call came to give their lives for Islam, then these very صحابہ اکرام رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم were there to give their lives, to make their wives widows and their children orphans. So these Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we have to equip ourselves with their knowledge so that we can inculcate their love and their reverence, their greatness in our hearts. And that is why we are having these programs, so that we can equip ourselves and build some sort of capacity within ourselves so that we can express the love of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, but because it was a very important link between us and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will start off today's program, inshallah, with a nazm on the manaqib and fazail, the virtues of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, by Mawlana Mustafa Kamil Sahib.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The kalam of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum on Azmat Sahaba. سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی وہ سلطان جہاں تھے قلب میں تھا فقر پنہانی وہ سلطان جہاں تھے قلب میں تھا فقر پنہانی مقام عبدیت کے ساتھ تھی ان کی جہاں بانی مقام عبدیت کے ساتھ تھی ان کی جہاں بانی مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے نبی کے چہرہ انور پہ جلوہ ربانی نبی کے چہرہ انور پہ جلوہ ربانی جنہوں نے مال و زر بھی آبرو بھی جان بھی دے دی جنہوں نے مال و زر بھی آبرو بھی جان بھی دے دی کوئی جانے گا کیا ان کا مقام کیف احسانی کوئی جانے گا کیا ان کا مقام کیف احسانی ہمیشہ ہر صحابی راہ سنت کا تشدائی ہمیشہ ہر صحابی راہ سنت کا تشدائی وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پا تھی ان کی فرزانی وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پا تھی ان کی فرزانی خدا ان سے ہے راضی اور وہ رب سے ہوئے راضی خدا ان سے ہے راضی اور وہ رب سے ہوئے راضی شہادت اس حقیقت پر ہے خود آیات قرآنی شہادت اس حقیقت پر ہے خدا آیات قرآنی بھلا غیر صحابی پا سکے گا مرتبہ ان کا بھلا غیر صحابی پا سکے گا مرتبہ ان کا کہ ہے منسوس ان پر رحمت حق فضل رحمانی کہ ہے منسوس ان پر رحمت حق فضل رحمانی صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھتے ہیں صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھتے ہیں کہ ان کے دم سے امت کو ملی تعلیم قرآنی
کہ ان کے دم سے امت کو ملی تعلیم قرآنی، صحابہ کی حیات با وفا تاریخ ایمان ہے، صحابہ کی حیات با وفا تاریخ ایمان ہے، جو اختر دے رہی ہے رات دن پیغام ایمانی، جو اختر دے رہی ہے رات دن پیغام ایمانی، سیاہ دیدہ میں پوشی دا جمال حق کتابانی، صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی.
Perhaps it would be appropriate just to touch on the gist of the nazm. Of course, because of time constraints, we would not be able to go into all the verses. But basically, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he is saying that these are those Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has said, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are those Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, because of whom we have the Quran Sharif today in our hands. Because of whom, they are those who taught the Quran Sharif to us. These are those Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who sacrificed their lives, who sacrificed their wealth, their respect, their honor, their dignity, for the sake of Islam. How dare anyone say anything against these Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum? Without much delay, we will call upon Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Saab, who is my respected ustad and teacher, to enlighten us with some points with regards to the Sahaba Ikram and the azmat and greatness.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, in the short time that I have, inshallah, I will just be presenting some of the headlines. The details, inshallah, Hazrat Maulana himself will come and enlighten us on. Basically, first and foremost, we should be fully appreciative of this great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us at this point in time, that we have gathered for that discussion, the discussion of those personalities who Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discussed them. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself discussed them. On various occasions, he highlighted their status and position. He drew our attention to what should be our respect and honor for the Sahaba. He warned the ummah with regards to denigrating the Sahaba in any way. So those personalities who Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discussed on various occasions, highlighted their position and status. What a great blessing it is in this time and age in this time of the year, on this type of a night, when people are engaged in all other kinds of things, when the topic of discussion at this time of the year is entertainment and fun, which has become like a human, basic human need in this time and age. In this time, when people's tongues are only talking about the rand-dollar exchange, the recession, or Allah forbid, that even things which are totally detrimental to our iman, when those are the topics all the time, when people who are devoid of iman and their names are being taken with reverence because they can, for example, kick some ball in some manner. In this kind of an environment and in this era and time, Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to be sitting in the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and discussing those personalities whom Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam discussed. We should be making shukr from the depths of our heart for this ni'mat. These personalities who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on some occasion, he said, Allah, Allah, fi ashabi, beware, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with regards to my sahaba. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, man ahabbahum fa bihubbi ahabbahum. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِي أَبْغَضَهُمْ لَا تَتَّخِذُوهُمْ غَرَضًا. First Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, don't make them a target of any criticism. Don't make them a target of any ill talk. Because their position is such that if somebody loves the Sahaba, the love for the Sahaba is a sign of love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He can only love the Sahaba due to his love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And a person who bears any kind of animosity, any kind of hatred, any kind of ill feeling for the Sahaba, this is itself a sign. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Man abghadahum fa bi bughdi abghadahum." This is actually a sign of his animosity and ill feeling for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can we imagine the position of that band of people? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, loving them is a sign of love for me. Hating them, na'uzu billah, is a sign of hate for me. At some point, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that don't ever think you can come anywhere close to the rank of the Sahaba. Don't even try to imagine such a thing. That my Sahaba are such, that لو أنفق أحدكم مثل أحد ذهبا. If one of you, meaning the rest of the ummah, after the Sahaba, have to spend the mount of Uhud, equivalent to the mount of Uhud in gold. Can we imagine? Today, forget a bar of gold, one portion of that too is difficult for us to spend. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if we had to spend an entire mountain of gold in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we cannot come anywhere near the reward of a Sahabi having spent one handful of grain in the path of Allah Ta'ala, wala nasifahu, not even half of that. If he spends half of that in the path of Allah Ta'ala, the reward that Sahabi will get, we cannot get with spending amount of gold also in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So what is the position of these kind of people who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam discusses in this manner? On one occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is on a little mountain and has a Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman are with him. And that mountain begins to shake. Muhaddiseen explain, apparently out of this extreme joy that who is on me? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stamps his foot on the mountain and says, be still. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ نَبِيٌّ وَصِدِّيقٌ وَشَهِيدًا. Don't you know who's on you today? There's a Nabi. There's a Siddiq. And there are two shaheeds standing on you today. These are those personalities whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left such a great amount of emphasis regarding their position and status that every Friday in the khutbah we hear, Arhamu ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr, wa ashadduhum fi amri Allahi Umar, wa asdaquhum haya'an Uthman, wa aqdahum Ali. And in this manner all the other sahaba, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, that what qualities they possessed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from time to time, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, the greatest amount of compassion that anybody could have possessed for the ummah, from among the ummah, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. The one who was totally distinguished. All these qualities, all the Sahaba possessed par excellence. Every Sahabi possessed all these qualities par excellence. But some Sahabi was truly distinguished in something. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pointed that out. Has Abu Bakr truly distinguished in the aspect of compassion for the Ummah? Has Umar radiallahu ta'ala an in the aspect of firmness on the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an distinguished in the aspect of haya? Asdaquhum haya'an Usman. That quality which today is becoming like extinct. And the one who was blessed with that true understanding in a distinguished manner of being able to make decisions in a very clear manner, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And in this way, various Sahaba, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains their virtues and position. Then we said we have gathered for this great ni'mat of discussing these personalities whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam discussed. Let's go one step beyond. We have gathered to discuss those personalities whom Allah Ta'ala has discussed. We have gathered to discuss those personalities whom ayat upon ayat in the Quran Sharif were revealed regarding them. Whom Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about them and says, Muhammadun Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in the same breath Allah ta'ala says, together with him, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, those who are with him, referring to the Sahaba, who are with him, the same things that will be mentioned now, regarding the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings jointly with that, the Sahaba. أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They are very firm against the kuffar. Very firm in not taking anything of the lifestyle of the kuffar. Of not being in any way compromising in terms of the deen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And borrowing from the way of life of the kuffar. Or in allowing anything to come, any deficiency to come in deen. From the side of the kuffar. Unfortunately, if we reflect upon our lives, we'll find that we have gone on the opposite end. We have become very easy on the kuffar. In taking wholesale whatever they give, we have become very hard on the believers. But Allah Ta'ala says, أَشِدَّاهُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They are very firm against the kuffar, very compassionate amongst themselves. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدَي يَبْتَهُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. Allah Ta'ala says, you will observe them. What are they in? They are in the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Either in sajda, in ruku, in the various postures of salah. And during the day, ruhbanam bil layl wa fursanam bin nahar. During the night, they are on the musalla, in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. During the day, they are the servants of deen. They are the ambassadors of deen. They are holding aloft the flag of Islam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about them in the Quran Sharif. Allah ta'ala says, wassabiqoon al-awwaloon min al-muhajireen wal-ansar. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. That the four runners among the Muhajireen and Ansar, referring to this whole band of people, all these Sahaba. And then Allah Ta'ala says, those who will follow in their footsteps as well. But primarily these are the two groups that have been spoken about. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْسَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah Ta'ala is announcing His pleasure for them. In one hadith it is mentioned that when the people of Jannah, now we are going way ahead already to Jannah, and when the people of Jannah will already be in Jannah, and they are enjoying the bounties of Jannah, and all the bounties that Allah Ta'ala has promised, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Those bounties which no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, and no heart can even imagine. Today we become very amazed with some little small thing in this world. Our heart is captured by some fancy little thing. Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, in Jannat Allah Ta'ala is prepared what eye has, no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, no heart can even imagine. So these jannatis are all enjoying these ni'mats. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ask them, that is there something I can give you more? They will say, Ya Allah, you have given us everything. What is more that we can ask? The crux of this hadith, the lengthy hadith, eventually Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. Okay, you have everything. Now let me tell you one more thing. Let me grant you something more. That now I have announced my pleasure for you. I will never become displeased with you. It is mentioned that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make this announcement to the jannatis, announce his pleasure, they will be more happier with this statement than all the pleasures of jannat. This will be the greatest ni'mat that they will be granted, that this is now permanent for them. This pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which will be announced to the jannatis in jannat, the sahaba got it while walking on this earth. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says it in the Quran Sharif, that these forerunners among the muhajirin and ansar, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. While they were walking on this earth, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is announcing for them what the rest of the jannatis will only hear in jannat. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Not only that, Allah ta'ala already promises and gives them the glad tidings. Allah ta'ala has prepared for them those gardens in Jannah beneath which rivers flow. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, wherein they will dwell forever. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the true success. That's the great success. Allah Ta'ala speaks about them in the Quran Sharif. لَقَدَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. These personalities we have gathered to discuss. As Maulana mentioned at the beginning, that this will, these discussions will continue. This is a great ni'mat. This is a great blessing that we gather to discuss these personalities, whom Allah Ta'ala is discussing in ayat upon ayat. Again Allah Ta'ala announces His pleasure for them. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala is already pleased. Allah Ta'ala is already pleased. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. With those believers, those sahaba, who took that bay'at of allegiance on your hands, referring to that bay'at and pledge that was taken at the time of Sulh Hudaybiyah, prior to Sulh Hudaybiyah, when Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent to Makkah Mukarrama as a deputy and to go and negotiate with the Quraysh. They had stopped Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from entering Makkah Mukarrama. And this rumor came out that he has been martyred. On that occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took this bay'at from the Sahaba that they will even give their lives to avenge what has been done to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they all came and took this bay'at. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this ayat of the Quran Sharif. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. When under this tree, they were taking this bay'at on your hands. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala is testifying to what is in their hearts. As we normally say, coming to the heart of the matter. One is the outside. I can put up a very good pretense of a very good picture of piety, etc. What is inside the heart, only Allah Ta'ala knows. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is testifying about what is inside their hearts. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala knows and knew what is in their hearts, the sincerity. While this is specific in terms of this incident that happened, but this ayat is general also, that Allah Ta'ala is testifying to all the qualities in their hearts, of the cleanliness of their hearts, of the devotion to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is in their hearts. The total commitment to Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their hearts. Just to understand this commitment from one hadith, one incident. Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah Bajali radiallahu ta'ala an. He, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day takes a bay'ah and pledge from him. And among the things is, one nusha li kulli muslim. That you will always be a well-wisher of every believer. You will always be a well-wisher of every believer. So nevertheless, he takes his bay'at. One day he wanted to buy a horse. So he sent his slave to go and buy a horse. So the slave went and he negotiated with somebody who was selling a horse and he bought it for 300 dirhams. And he brought the seller along with the horse that now you may come and collect your money. When he comes along with the horse, Hazrat Jarir radiallahu ta'ala an looks at the horse and he's told already that now the deal has been done for 300 dirhams. Now you may pay him the money and take the horse. So he looks at the horse and then he says to the seller that your horse is worth much more than 300. Will you sell it for 400? So now this is something obviously in our times and age must be a little unheard of. But even in that time it wasn't the norm. So he says, very well, you want to buy it for 400? If it's, I already am ready to sell it for 300, why won't I be ready to sell it for 400? So again he looks at the horse and he says, but your horse is worth more than 400 also. Will you be ready to sell it for 500? So the man is ready to sell it for 300 in the first place. Why won't he sell it for 500? And he went on putting the price up in this way until he finally came to 800. And he said to him, will you be happy to sell it for 800? He said, by all means, wholeheartedly, he now buys it for 800. Nevertheless, this person takes his money and goes. Others who are there, they ask him that the deal was already done for 300. He was happy to sell it for 300. You raised the price to 800. Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu says, I took this bay'ah on the hand of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I will be a well-wisher for every believer. And I saw the value of this horse. Perhaps the owner wasn't aware what the value is. And being the well-wisher of every believer demanded that I give him what its value is. He was ready to sell it for 300, but its value was 800. My being a well-wisher of every believer demanded I give him its true value. So therefore I gave him 800. Now this commitment to what has been pledged to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah Ta'ala knew what is in their hearts. Allah Ta'ala is testifying to the purity of their hearts. Just to take one more incident from the lives of the Sahaba to explain this purity of heart. And what better way to highlight this purity of the heart than in a situation of war. Forget war. War is a very big thing. If there is a slight little indifference with somebody, then we are not prepared to listen to any good about the person. And we are not prepared to acknowledge any good of him. And we are waiting for every opportunity to run him down. And if somebody else says something negative about him, then that is our Eid. This because of some minor indifference, some minor difference between the two parties. War is a very faraway thing. But a minor difference also brings us to this level. We are talking about a situation of war. And why specifically this example? Because from time to time this is raised, that the Sahaba went to war. Yes, they went to war. They went to war on issue of principle. But we only look at that part, that yes, they went to war, which is being over and over again brought up as if it is some thing that can be used to denigrate the Sahaba. But look at the other side of it. That in this condition of war, what is the situation? There's one incident. One person who was on the side of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. He was in the army of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an is a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's a Katib of Wahi. He was a scribe of the Wahi. He's a person whom Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him. Allahumma ij'alhu hadiyan mahdiya. Oh Allah, you make him one who will guide others and make him rightly guided. Very great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his army was this person. On the other side of the army, the leader was Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And they went to war on a matter of principle. Both in their judgment felt that this is the position and they maintained their position. And for the sake of maintaining deen, they felt it was necessary to take this step. Be that as it may, that is not the topic. But we're talking about the cleanliness of hearts. Now when this war would take place, this person is in the army of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. At the time of meals, and it was time to eat, both armies are in their own sides, this person would cross the lines. I would come to the other side, and he would sit on the other dasarkhan. Now he would eat there, and when the time is over for eating, he's back on this side. When the time to fight, he's fighting on this side. When the time to eat, he's eating on this side. Somebody one day asked him that this is a very strange story. You fight on that side, and you eat on this side. So he replied that as far as the principle is concerned, then I regard Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an as the person who is correct, or perhaps it was the other way around, he was in the army of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. As far as the principle is concerned, I regard Hazrat Ali to be correct in his judgment. I regard Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an that he has misjudged the matter. He is a mujtahid, he is not answerable, he won't be taken to task for this misjudgment, because in the light of Quran and Sunnah, this is what he felt is the correct view. But I regard Hazrat Ali as correct, so I fight along with him. As far as the food is concerned, I find the food more tasty on this side. So I come to eat here. Now the thing to take the lesson from is, neither did these people chase him out, that when you're fighting on that side, why are you eating with us? Nor did those people call him a traitor, that you say you're on our side, but you're eating our enemy's food. The purity of the hearts on both sides is what we haven't seen. Can we imagine this in this time and age? That he's eating on this side, everybody is comfortable with it. Nobody chased him out. Nobody asked him that, you know what, you don't come here, you're not part of us. No, they were matters of principle. That whatever happened, happened. But look at the cleanliness of the hearts. That the heart had nothing in it. The heart was totally clean. Allah Ta'ala says, فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah Ta'ala is testifying to the cleanliness of their hearts, to the sifat and qualities in their hearts. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, he hears that one Roman king, while this war is taking place, one Roman king, he is making some kind of proposal to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, that I am ready to assist you. I am ready to assist you. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu writes back to him, and in very harsh and stern words, that the crux of which is, the day you even raise your eyes at my brother Ali, then I will be the first to join his army and I will be the one who will kill you. Now we are talking about a situation of war. Not just some difference that we have among ourselves, as a result of which we can't even acknowledge any good the person did. We can't even bear to hear any good about him. We can't even bring any appreciation on our tongue for any good he might have done to us personally. Everything is forgotten and everything is lost. The only thing that we will remember and what we don't remember, we will make something also to try and run the person down, to denigrate him, just because of some slight difference between us. But here is a situation of war, and here some person is offering help. I will help you against the person you had war with. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says, dare you raise your eyes against my brother Ali also. I will be the first to join his army and I will be the first to kill you. Now these are the qualities and sifat that the Sahaba possessed. This cleanliness in their hearts. And all the various, the Quran Sharif is filled with their praise. The ahadith and the books of history are filled. Any quality you want to find, look for it in the Sahaba. مَنْ كَانَ مُسْتِنَّنْ فَلْيَسْتَنَّ بِمَنْ قَدْ مَاتْ Abdullah bin Mas'ud ibn Anu says, you want to follow anybody? Follow those who have already gone, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulaik ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one place he says, that inna Allah nazara fi qulub al-ibad. Allah ta'ala first looked into the hearts of all humankind. And then Allah ta'ala chose the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala selected it, selected his heart for his nubuwat. And granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nubuwat. And then ثُمَّ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ بَعْدَهَا فَاخْتَارَ لَهُ أَصْحَابَ Then Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala looked at the hearts of the people after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and then chose and selected from those hearts companions for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala selected them, selected their hearts. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah Ta'ala knew what's in these hearts. So this is a great ni'mat that we sit down to discuss these personalities. And this is not something just for one occasion. These are discussions that should be alive in our homes. Unfortunately, our homes are often the centers of discussion of everything else. There's a very dangerous period coming in front of us. Allah Ta'ala save us. When, how tragic it will be. How tragic it will be. That Allah forbid, more than the number of times that the name of Allah Ta'ala will come on our tongues, the name of football will come. How tragic this will be. That in a Muslim home, and from the tongues of Muslims, more than the number of times they will take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they will be speaking football. Can there be a greater tragedy? Can there be a greater tragedy that more than the number of times that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be spoken about, people without iman running on a field will be spoken about? Can there be a greater tragedy that more than the number of times that the sahaba will be spoken about, people who are totally on the opposite end of things, who are bereft of iman, who don't possess one quality that can be admired, don't possess anything that can be admired, because kicking a ball through three posts, what is something so admirable about it? Being able to dribble through a field, what is so admirable about it? But there'll be more mention of these people running on a field than the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam discussed time and again, who Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses in his Quran Sharif, and we'll be discussing these non-entities, and the Sahaba are forgotten. So let us bring alive the discussion of the Sahaba. Let us talk to our children about what their accomplishments were. Let us talk to them about Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala an. What Allah ta'ala had granted him in terms of speed, and what Allah ta'ala had granted him in terms of power, and how he used that for the sake of deen. We become astounded if somebody can run some distance in short time. Have we known about Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala an? Did we know Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu could mount a horse that is galloping at full speed? Did we know the various feats that the Sahaba and accomplishments they had? But because we are so preoccupied talking about people running on a field behind a piece of leather, we have forgotten the Sahaba. We don't know what they have, what they achieved, and what they did for us. So that today in the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we could be sitting, we could be taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we could be taking the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we could be today sitting and discussing the Sahaba as well. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq of truly honoring the Sahaba, realizing their position and following in their footsteps. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, that same promise, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا, that the Sahaba have been given. Those who will follow in their footsteps will receive the same thing as well. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Jazakumullah ahsan al-jazat wa al-yasab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Perhaps it is also appropriate to encourage one and all to equip ourselves with some sort of literature with regards to the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and make it a practice of daily recital and discussion at home, so that we can build up that capacity to build up that love for the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Without much delay, we will call upon Hazrat Maulana Naeem Mutala Sahab to enlighten us, and we would request Maulana to take us until the Isha Azan and also end off with a dua, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم.
My most respected brothers and elders,
As we have already heard, the position of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een in the sight of Allah, in the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have discussed already and we are or will discuss these great personalities who gave their lives for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their wives became widows, their children became orphans. Their wealth was spent in the path of Allah. Their blood was spilt for the sake of Allah. And they carried the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah to the four corners of the world. We are not discussing those mad pop singers, musicians, celebrities whose day and night is in zina, day and night popping drugs, day and night deeply absorbed, engrossed in following shaitan, calling towards shaitan, misleading the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, snatching away our innocent young children. But we are talking about those people whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, مَثَلُ أَصْحَابِ مَثَلُ الْمِلْحِ فِي الطَّعَامِ لَا يَصْلُحُ الطَّعَامُ إِلَّا بِهِ. The example of my sahaba, my companions, is like salt, food, no matter how big the dig we may make and prepare. But that biryani can never be tasty if there's no salt in that biryani. The sahaba are like salt. The ummah does not get its true flavor with the absence of sahaba, with the efforts of sahaba. These were different people. They were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were superb, they were brilliant. They loved Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah and His Rasul loved them very dearly. Imagine, it was Tabuk, 9th year of Hijrah. A lengthy incident. One night, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, I watched and I suddenly see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing by a grave. And with him is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala an. They were busy burying some sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing on the side of the qabr. Abu Bakr and Umar are lowering this body. And he says, bring my brother closer. Bring my brother closer. It was the sahabi Abdullah, whose nickname was Dhul Bijadain radiallahu ta'ala an. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, I went closer. I see just three of them bearing Dhul Bijadain radiallahu ta'ala. Then I hear Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allahumma inni amsaytu anhu radin, fardu anhu. Oh my Allah, I am happy with this sahabi of mine. Wallah, you also become happy with him. He says, I expressed a desire. Laytani kuntu sahiba hadhihi al-hufra. How I wished that I was the inmate of that qabr at that time, being blessed with the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, if I had to appoint any person as Amir after me, then I would make Salim the freed slave of Abu Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala. And if Allah questions me on the day of Qiyamah, why did you make Salim Mawla Abi Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala the Amir? I would say, oh my Allah, sami'atu nabiyakum sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, I heard your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that Salim yuhibbullah azza wa jalla min qalbi, that Salim is that sahabi who loves his Allah dearly from the bottom of his heart. Khaybar takes place. The fourth of the Jews are not being conquered. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala tries. Umar radiallahu anhu tries. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls the sahaba. He says, لَأُعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Tomorrow I will give the flag to such a sahabi who loves Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah and His Rasul love this Sahabi. Allah and His Rasul love every Sahabi, but this was a special occasion. Every Sahabi dreamt that night, desired that night, how he wished that he was given the flag the next morning. Umar radiallahu anhu says, never in my life did I desire to become Amir because of the responsibilities of being Amir besides that night, because of the glad tidings, the basharat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls the Sahaba, where's Ali? Somebody says he's not well, his eye is very sore. No, call him, he comes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his lu'abi mubarak, recites some dua, places his saliva on the eye of Ali radiallahu anhu. Immediately he gets cured. He says, I could see better in my life with that eye than even the other eye. Then Rasulullah gives him the flag and he says, Allah will give you victory. He was the one whom Rasulullah had given glad tidings. يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. Badr, the battle of Badr, the night before the battle, or the day when the battle of Badr is taking place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after addressing the Sahaba, he now makes the saf. He places the Sahaba in the position. Sawad bin Ghaziyya radiallahu ta'ala is jetting out of line. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a little twig or a little stick, with which he prods Sawad bin Ghaziyya, puts him into line. Sawad bin Ghaziyya radiallahu ta'ala turns around, Ya Rasulullah, aqidni! وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ. By that Allah, who has sent you as a true Nabi, I demand revenge. Imagine, battle of Badr, enemy are in front. People like Abu Bakr Siddiq is present. Umar al-Faruq is present. Ali radiallahu anhu is present. Great Sahaba are present. What is Sawad up to? Taking revenge this time from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, take revenge. He says, no. You have got your kurta on, your garment on. My chest was bare. So you must remove your garment. How the Sahaba must have felt at that time? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts his garment up. Sawab bin Ghaziyya comes running forward. And he embraces Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He presses his chest. He presses his body close onto the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, perhaps this is akhiru ahdin bi. This is my last few moments. I might step onto the battlefield. Perhaps I become shaheed. I wished that my skin, my body must touch your body. This must be the last few moments of my life. They loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so dearly. Their hearts were pure. We heard the incident of Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu ta'ala, whom Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Yusufu hadhi al-Ummah. He was the Yusuf of this Ummah. So handsome. He was so tall that his head would be the height of the animal back. He would say, since I accepted Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma hajabani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu never ever stopped me from visiting him. And whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me, whenever he met me, he smiled at me. Talking about purity of hearts, the sincere hearts the Sahaba had, no malice, no jealousy, no enmity, pure, clean hearts. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala takes Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala. Oh Abu Darda, there is a certain family, I wish to propose for that girl. Why don't you go? And you propose on my behalf. He says, no problem, they go. Salman Farsi says, Abu Darda, you enter, I'll wait outside. You put the proposal. And when you get me proposed, then you can come out and give me the good news. I'll wait outside. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu goes in. He says, I have brought the proposal of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, who wishes to get married to your daughter. He says, Amma Salman Fala. No, no, we're not interested in Salman. But why don't you get married to our daughter? Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala gets married. His nikah takes place in that house. Salman Farsi waiting outside. Just now Abu Darda will come with the good news. I am proposed. Abu Darda comes out, he says, oh, what do I tell you, Salman? I'm embarrassed. What's the matter? He says, you sent me inside to get proposed. They got me married. He says, what? He says, I should be embarrassed, not you. How could I send you to propose for that girl when Allah has destined her for you? Clean hearts. If something like that has to happen to us today, woe is a small word for us. Al-Qamah radiallahu rahmatullahi alayhi goes to Sham and he makes dua, O Allah, grant me a pious person whom I can sit in his company and benefit from him. He meets Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Darda says, why have you come here? He says, I wish that I could benefit from you. Where do you come from? He says, I come from Kufa. He says, what from Kufa? You come all the way here in search for a person like me? You want to benefit from me? Don't you have in Kufa Sahibu Sir, that person who was given the secrets of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to keep? Isn't there Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala present in Kufa? You leave him and you come to me? Sahibu sirri rasul, sirri rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala was given special knowledge, or the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain secrets were given to him only. No other person was made aware of these. Even the list of the munafiqeen, he was aware of the munafiqeen. Umar radiallahu ta'ala would come to him and plead to him, tell me, is my name there or not? Umar would watch if Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala deliberately does not attend any janazah, then Umar also would not go to that janazah knowing that that person is a munafiq. Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Once his mother asked him, Hudhaifa, when last did you go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So my mother went at certain time, it was some time ago. She said, Hudhaifa, what is wrong with you? Go now! And ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for my maghfirat and your maghfirat. Hudhaifa goes, radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed his maghrib salah, he was busy. Until it was Isha salah. After Isha, somebody came to him. He was busy again. Then he was leaving for his house. Hudhaifa goes behind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who is it? He says, it is Hudhaifa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَلِأُمِّكَ. May Allah forgive you and your mother. May Allah forgive you and your mother. Oh Hudhaifa, did you see some person coming to me now or something different appearing in front of me? He says, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, oh Hudhaifa, it was an angel who never came down onto this earth before. Ista'adhana Rabbi. It sought permission from Allah. That, oh Allah, I wish to go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This angel comes, he makes salam to me, oh Hudhaifa. Wa basharani. And then he gives me glad tidings. بأن الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة. That my two grandsons, Hassan and Hussein, رضي الله عنهما, will be the leaders of the youth in Jannah. And then he gives me basharat, that Fatima, my daughter, she will be Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahli Jannah. She will be the queen of the women of Jannah. Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu says, battle of Ahzab was taking place. Bitter cold. Absolutely hungry. He says, I just had one garment, which actually, one shawl, which actually belonged to my wife. Not even sufficient to cover my entire body. I sat, crouched, clinging onto the ground. Min shiddati al-ju'i wal-barad. He says, suddenly Rasulullah comes to me. Hudhaifa, come, stand up. I want you to go to the enemy camp and spy. He says, I had to stand up. I wish it was somebody else who could go. And he says, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then makes a dua. Allahumma hafidhu min bayni yadayhi wa min khalfihi wa an yaminihi wa an shimalihi wa min fawqihi wa min tahti. Oh Allah,
protect Hudhayfa from in front of him, from behind him, from his right hand side, from his left hand side, from above him, from below him, from all sides. He says, ma tammat da'watuhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma tammat da'watuhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dua was not even complete. And I found that hunger spasms I was experiencing, it immediately disappeared. Suddenly I could feel warmth and heat. That cold disappeared. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned me, when you go there, don't do anything. Don't do anything to the Quraysh until you come back to me. He says, I go there. Covering myself, my face. And then suddenly I see Abu Sufyan making an i'lan. He gathers the enemy. He says, listen, something very, very important to tell you. But before I make this announcement, I want each one of you to look immediately to his partner sitting next to him to check if there's no spy or any enemy. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu thought, now he's gone. He's finished. But Allah was protecting him. Allah put into his mind. He says, before this person seated next to me could ask me, I made as though I was one of the main people of the Quraysh. I asked him, who are you? Where do you come from? He said, I'm Fulan ibn Fulan. So, oh, it's okay then. That's how I got saved. He says, wallah, I had such an opportunity to kill Abu Sufyan. But the words of my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't do anything, Hudhayfa, until you come back. He says, Abu Sufyan made an i'lan. It's a lengthy story. He says that we have no chance against the Muslims. And they disperse and they leave there. These were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala is that Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was injured at Khandaq. 1 month later he passes away, he becomes a shaheed. Sa'ad bin Mu'adh is that Sahabi alladhi futihat lahu abwaabu samai, for whom the doors of the skies, the heavens flung open on his demise. Wahtazzalahu arshur rahman, the arsh of Allah shook. The arsh of Allah shook out of ecstasy, rejoicing, being happy on the demise of the shahadat of Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala. Nazala sab'una alfa malakin, 70,000 angels come down to attend the janazah of Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala. Ma nazalu qattu, who never ever came before down to the earth. Munafiqeen began to remark, ma akhaffa hadhihi janazah, this janazah is very light, how come? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied immediately, he said, because the angels are carrying this janazah. The angels were carrying the janazah of Sa'ad bin Mu'adh. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is once given a hadiyah for beautiful silk shawl or some silk material. Sahaba begin to touch that silk material. يتعجبون بها. Oh, how wonderful, how beautiful, how soft. Nabi says, you are surprised. And you are talking about how soft the silk fabric is. والله الله استسم لمناديل سعد بن معاذ خير منها وأليان. The garments that have been given to Sa'ad bin Mu'adh in Jannah are far more beautiful, far more greater, far more softer than the soft silk that you have. Jannat was waiting for the Sahaba. Radiallahu anhum wa radwan. Allah was pleased with them. They were pleased with Allah. They fulfilled the pledge with Allah. Sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi. The same Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala. Who was he? How did he come into the fold of Islam? He was one of the leaders of the Banu Ashhal tribe, Banu Abdul Ashhal tribe of Medina. Himself and Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala. Before I continue, let me point out who was Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala. Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala is that Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he is reciting the Quran, he's got his son Yahya next to him. And as he's reciting the Quran, Surah Baqarah, then he finds some light is coming down from the sky. And this makes his horse excited. It begins to pick up his hooves and legs. And begins to jump. So because he was fearful of Yahya, his son, he stopped the recitation and the light disappeared. Continued again. Again he sees some light descending. This happened some time until he stopped the recitation of the Quran. The next morning he goes to Rasulullah. Last night I saw this happening. He says, "Oh Usaid, these were angels, angels, malaika, who came down to listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. If you only continued your recitation, the Sahaba would have witnessed these angels by the time of Fajr. Both of them accept Islam through the da'wat of Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala. Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala is that young Sahabi who lived in Makkah. He had the most finest of clothes, the most delicious of food. His mother, his father used to virtually pamper him. It is mentioned in some kitabs, his mother would prepare a meal for him. When she goes to her Mus'ab, finds him asleep, she'll wait with that food, or keep it by his bedside. And the moment Mus'ab awakes, she would feed Mus'ab. Finest perfume he had. But the day he accepts Islam, his own parents, they go against him. They fetter him, they chain him, they beat him up. He manages to escape. Comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends him to Medina Munawwara as a muqri, one who will go and teach, a muallim, teach the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes as a da'i ila Allah, one who invites towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who invites towards the messagehood, the finality of the Prophet of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes to Medina Munawwara and he gives da'wah to As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders, we should feel ashamed of ourselves. We should feel ashamed of ourselves. How many years of our life has gone by? But these names are foreign to us. These names of Sahaba are foreign to us. Any youngster now, let us ask him and give us all the cricketers' names and all the soccer stars when all the fixes are taking place next year. They will rattle it off. We should cry. Cry blood, my respected brothers and elders. What love do we have for the Sahaba? Just sitting here, entertaining ourselves, it is not sufficient. The mission they came with, the fikr the Sahaba would have. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu say, "A'udhu billahi min yawmin. I seek Allah's protection in that single day of mine. La azkuru fihi Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu, in which I don't remember and make dua for Abdullah ibn Rawaha." Why? He would say, "Ya Aba Uwaymir, oh Abdullah ibn Rawaha, oh Abu Darda, come, ijlis bina nu'min sa'a. Come, let us sit. Let us bring iman for a little while. Let us talk about Allah's greatness. Let us rekindle our iman and realize why we have been sent into this world. What is our object? What is our purpose? How long are we going to live in this world?" Every Sahabi, read the books, read the history, read the biography. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullahi Alayhi, may Allah brighten his tabar, has made our task so easy. Hazrat Mullah Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi has made our task so easy. Father-in-law and son-in-law, Hayatul Sahaba, Fazail Amal, it is found in English, the stories, the incidents in the life of the Sahaba, every single day. Not just leisure and pleasure reading. Sit with fikr with our family, our wives and children, and have this talim at home. This brings about blessings, barakat. Our lives will change. When there will be disputes, Allah will create muhabbat. A person who is in need of Allah's madad, Allah's qasam, Allah's madad will come. That masoom little child, he'll want to become like that sahabi. In one school in England, many of you may have heard this karguzari, that the teacher, a non-Muslim teacher, she asks her class, "Little children, what would you like to become when you grow old?" Somebody said, "I would like to become a doctor." Somebody said, "Teacher." Somebody said, "Engineer." Somebody said, "Lawyer." One child said, "I'd like to be a Sahabi." She says, "What is a Sahabi?" He tries to explain who is Sahabi. It was a little child. She couldn't explain. She says, let me see your mother. I'll tell your mother to come see me." The mother comes. The mother explains to this teacher who a Sahabi is. What she had read from the stories of Sahaba. It is mentioned that that teacher was so affected that that teacher brought Iman. Who became the means of this teacher becoming Iman? This little child. How? Just on the ta'lim that takes place at home. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seen with the Sahaba. Suddenly Mus'ab bin Umair goes past. The Nabi of Allah cries. Fabaka Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon looking at Mus'ab bin Umair, he says, I can remember the days in Mecca when Mus'ab bin Umair used to wear the most beautiful of garments. And when he used to apply that perfume and itar, every person would know that Mus'ab bin Umair went past his gali. He sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah. As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu accepts Islam. Now, Sa'ad bin Mu'az, the same person who I mentioned, the arsh of Allah shook. Sa'ad bin Mu'az says, Usaid bin Hudayr, oh Usaid, go to this person. Who is he, Mus'ab? Coming and changing the people's religion here. It's causing problems here. Had it not been that my cousin As'ad bin Zurara is with him, I would have gone and sorted him myself. Now you go. Usaid bin Hudayr takes a spear. He goes towards the two of them. Mus'ab bin Umair and As'ad bin Zurara. They see him. Before he could do any... Listen to us. If it is haq, accept it. If it is not making any sense, then leave it. They give him da'wah to Islam. They explain him Islam. Allah's qasam, he accepts Islam. Now he is going back to Sa'ad bin Mu'adh. Sa'ad bin Mu'adh looks at him. He sees this person's face has changed color. This is Iman. When Iman comes into a person's heart, the nur comes out from the face of the person. He says, oh Sa'ad, I've accepted Islam. What have you done? What is wrong with you? He says, come with me, just listen. He goes, he also accepts Islam. Verses from the 24th para are recited to him, he accepts Islam. He goes back to his people, Banu Abdul Ashhal tribe. It is mentioned by the evening of that day, every single member of the tribe embraced Islam. On the da'wat of Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders, as a Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, he is sitting one day very, very sad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Jabir, mali araka munkasiran. What's the matter? I see you very grieved, very sad. What's happening? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my father became shaheed. Taraka daynan wa iyalan. He has left debts for me to sort out. He has left a family, he has left so many daughters, I've got so many sisters to look after. And that makes me worried. He says, oh Jabir, should I not give you basharat? Should I not give you glad tidings, something special? How Allah has met your father in the akhirat? He says, please do so, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, oh Jabir, ma kallama Allahu ahadan illa min wara'i hijab. Whenever Allah spoke to any person, Allah spoke to him behind a veil, behind a curtain. But when your father became shaheed, then Allah spoke to him kifahan. Allah spoke to him without a veil. This was the father of Jabir radiallahu anhu who gave his life for the sake of Allah. Then Allah tells him, oh Abdullah, the father of Jabir was Abdullah. And Jabir's son was also Abdullah. He says, tamanna, make tamanna, desire whatever you want. He says, oh my Allah, I wish that you give me life again. And I could be returned into this world. And I could give my life again for your sake. These were the Sahaba. Who had that fikr of Iman. They did not mice with a deen. If they mice with a deen, you and I would have been deprived of Iman. Deprived of Quran. No Bukhari, no Muslim Sharif. No Hadith Sharif. No Sunnah we have seen. That is why Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Urwa bin Mas'ud As-Thaqafi, he had mentioned that I never saw any people, citizen of any country, respecting the ruler like how I saw the Ashab of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respecting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he commanded, immediately they carried it out. When the man makes wudu, when Rasulullah makes wudu, the Sahaba come running forward to grab the droplets of water that are falling from his lungs. Almost that they were going to fight over it. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks, when Sahaba are silent, they lower their head. And they never look directly into his face out of respect for him. Abu Sufyan, when he was not a Muslim as yet, he had mentioned, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَهَدًا يُحِبُّ أَهَدًا كَمِثْلِ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا يُحِبُّ مُحَمَّدًا. I never saw any group of people who love any person like how the companions of Rasulullah love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each one of them was a brilliant star. We have heard many lessons today. But let us take this fikr of iman, the fikr of sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, let us take it back home. Let us generate in our hearts true love for the sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, inna Allah ikhtarani, Allah chose me, wa ikhtara li ashaban, and he chose companions for me. فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمْ وُزَرَاءَ وَأَمْسَارَ وَأَصْحَارَ. Allah made such companions for me who were like ministers, who were helpers, who were advisors, who supported me, who carried my fikr, who carried that the flag of Islam through the four corners of the world. They were helpers. And I've got in-laws, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar Farooq. They were my in-laws. Both were the father-in-laws of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uthmani Ghani and Ali radiallahu alayhi wa sallam were the son-in-laws of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just 5 minutes, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true muhabbat of the sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ سَبَّهُمْ. Whoever reviles the sahaba, whoever talks ill of any sahabi, whoever slanders any sahabi, whoever talks bad about any sahabi, فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. May Allah's curse be on such a person. May the angels curse such a person. May every single person curse that person. لَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهُمْ صَرْفٌ وَلَا عَدْمٌ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not accept any ibadat from the person. Not a fard, not a nafil, no toba, no fidya, no ransom from such a person. Each sahabi was a brilliant star. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates 5,374 hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He memorized much more. Such a great number, vast number of hadith he narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When somebody asked him, Abu Huraira, how did you manage to do so? He says, while the others were busy in the marketplaces, Abu Huraira would sit in the company of his beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He once brings kajur to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallam, make dua for barakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the kajur in his hand. He makes dua of barakat, he gives him, he says, place this in that bag of yours. And whenever you take a kajur, don't look inside. Just put your fingers in and eat from there. Abu Huraira will say, I would eat like this for months and years. And never peep inside. And each time, a kajur would never become exhausted. It was always full. He says, but the day when Uthman radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed. He says, لِلنَّاسِ هَمٌّ وَلِي هَمَّانٌ. People had one great musibat on their head on that day when Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed. But he says, Abu Huraira had two musibats. He says, هَمُّ الْجِرَابِ وَهَمُّ قَتْلِ شَيْخ Uthmana. He says, the jirab, this bag that I had tied around my waist all the time, suddenly it disappeared. And I grieved. And I lamented over that. And I lamented over the assassination of Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, دخلت الجنة. I entered Jannah. And oh Bilal, I heard your footsteps in front of me in Jannah. What is it Bilal? What are you doing? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only thing I can think of, whenever my wudu breaks, I make fresh wudu. And with that wudu, I always read two rakat, nafil salat. On that Allah gives him Jannah. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is that sahabi of Rasulullah sallam who was persecuted in Makkah. He would say, Ahad dawan Allah, Ahad dawan Allah. What izzat, what honor, what dignity Allah gives him. Allah makes him the close muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar radiallahu anhu, a'taqa sayyiduna sayyidana, our master Abu Bakr has freed our master Bilal. He was known as Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. The same Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, on the demise of Rasulullah, he could not take it any longer. He says, I'm leaving for Dimashq, for Damascus. Abu Bakr Siddiq says, no Bilal, you have to call out the azan. He says, oh Abu Bakr, tell me, did you free me for your sake or for the sake of Allah? If you freed me for your sake, I will stay with you, I'll become the muadhin. If you freed me for the sake of Allah, let me go. He says, I freed you for the sake of Allah. He goes to Damascus. It is mentioned in the kitabs. Hazrat Mawlana Sha'nu Kashmiri rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in his malfuzat. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in Fazail al-Amal. Mawlana Habib Kiranvi rahmatullahi alayhi in Fawaid fi Ulum al-Fiqh has mentioned this, that this incident has been established by many narrations. That Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, after some time when he comes back to Medina Munawwara, he makes salam at the Rose Mubarak. He is spotted by Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhuma. They run to him. He meets them, he embraces them, he clings to them. The grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They plead to him, oh Bilal, call out the azan today. Please call out the azan. Bilal goes, he calls out the azan. He says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Men, women, children come running out of their homes. It reminds them, brings back memory of the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They could not believe it. Perhaps the Nabi of Allah is back here with us. He comes to ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. He falls unconscious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I entered Jannah. I heard the qiraat of a person. I asked, whose qiraat is it? It was said, it is Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala. Haritha bin Nu'man. Nabi sallam told the sahaba, kadhalikumul bir, kadhalikumul bir. Oh my sahaba. This sahabi Haritha bin Nu'man was very obedient to his mother. He took care of his mother. He loved his mother. He always worried about his mother. On account of his obedience to his mother, Allah grants him Jannah. Allah makes me hear his tilawat in Jannah. Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala, my respected brothers and elders, time has been exhausted. We cannot make justice to this subject. That is why I mentioned, let us at least go with the love of the Sahaba. With the love of Sahaba. With the fikr of Sahaba. That lifestyle. We heard, man kana minkum mustannan. Whosoever wants to adopt a path away, falyastanna bi ashabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كانوا خير هذه الأمة. They were the best of this ummah. أبرها قلوبا وأعمقها علما وأقلها تكلفا. These were great personalities. Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala, he was that sahabi. When Nabi Sallallahu came to Medina Munawwara, he had no home. Haritha bin Nu'man gives Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the few homes that adjacent to Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the home of Sauda, the home of Hafsa, radiallahu anhuma. Three or four homes were given to Rasulullah sallam by Haritha bin Nu'man because he owned his homes. When Fatima radiallahu anha gets married to Ali radiallahu anha, then when she comes, now she's looking for a place. She gets a far place. Ali radiallahu anha finds a place far away from her father's house. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Fatima. He would stand up for his beloved Fatima when he would see her. He would kiss her. He would make her sit in his place. When she would see him, she would stand up for her father, kiss her father, make him sit in her place. So far away her Fatima, his Fatima is staying. Fatima radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why don't you speak to Haritha? He's got another home right next behind your house. He says, I'm feeling shy. I'm feeling difficult. He's done so much ihsan, so much kindness to me. I'm finding it hard. The news reaches Haritha bin Nu'man. He comes immediately. Ya Rasulullah, whatever you take away from me, it makes me more happy than you leaving it by me and not taking it. This home I have, give it to Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Fatima then comes and lives in this quarters right behind the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became blind towards the latter part of his life. He could not see. But he was so generous. He has a basket of kajur and he has a piece, a cotton thread tied to his finger and tied to the door. Whenever a miskeen, a poor person would knock on the door and beg for food, he would stand up, take a few dates from this basket, follow this piece of thread, go to the door and give this miskeen this charity. People of the house also, they say, Takfika, we will suffice you. Why are you taking all the pain and trouble? He says, no. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Munawalatul miskeen taqi masari as-su. By giving charity, sadaqah to a miskeen, it will save a person from an evil moth. My brothers and elders, we haven't even spoken Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, Umar Farooq radiallahu. These were great people. مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَحَدٍ مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. No person's wealth assisted me as much as Abu Bakr's wealth. لَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا لَتَّخَصُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا. If I had to make any person my bosom friend, I would make Abu Bakr my bosom friend. صَاحِبِي فِي الْحَوْفِ وَصَاحِبِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Every door of Jannah will call out on the day of Qiyamah, enter through me, enter through me. Abu Bakr Siddiq will be granted that opportunity to enter through the 8 doors of Jannah. First person of the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to enter Jannah, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. If they had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Umar, مَا لَقِيَكَ شَيْطَان. Shaitan never meets you, سَالِكًا فَجَّنْ قَطُّ. Traveling on any gully or any road. If Shaitan sees you coming in any road, then Shaitan takes another route. يَفِرُّ مِنْهُ الشَّيْطَان. Shaitan was afraid of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders, these were great luminaries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us leave this masjid with the true muhabbat of the Ansar, the Muhajireen. Ayatul Iman, Hubbul Ansar. Wa Ayatul Munafiq, Bughdul Ansar. The sign of Iman is loving the Ansar. Hating the Ansar is a sign of a munafiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to bring the beautiful qualities of sabr, of shukr, of tawadu, of humility, of taqwa, of piety, of this da'wat ilallah that the sahaba had. May Allah bless us, our families, our children. There'll be many other programs that will take place. But my respected brothers and elders, the first thing that we could do immediately when we go back home, start the ta'aleem with our wives and children. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.